DW Africa Link.
Herbal medicines are nothing new. They have been used around the world for millennia, and plants are still extensively used to treat illnesses. But COVID-19 has changed the game. In late April, Madagascan President Andre Rajoelina said he had found a cure for COVID-19, a drink based on the plant called Artemisia. Rajoelina said his drink could cure the coronavirus. The reaction was not exactly uniform. Tanzania ordered shipments, the West was skeptical, and the World Health Organization asked for evidence that the drink did what it said on the bottle. And probably under normal circumstances, Rajoelina's magic potion would be laughed off as a leader trying to make a stand, and a quick buck. But these days, nothing is normal, and with US President Donald Trump suggesting injecting oneself with disinfectant can help you survive coronavirus, Rajoelina seems almost reasonable. This is a DW Africa Link special podcast on the coronavirus, and I'm Kai Nebe. Every country wants a cure or a vaccine for COVID-19, and they want it quick. DW's Evelyn Pardee found this out when she talked to the citizens of Liberia's capital, Monrovia, soon after the country had accepted a shipment.
Liberia's health authorities and ordinary Liberians are hopeful that the treatment is a sign of hope in fighting COVID.
Once it can work, I don't see any problem with it. What we want is the cure.
If I were to have this virus or be affected by it, I would not mind taking it.
But as comforting as the thought of a miracle cure may be, COVID Organics has been controversial. And to separate the facts from fiction, I met up with two people in the know. Connor Dillon from DW Science and producer of the podcast Science Unscripted.
Yeah, great to be here. Thank you, Kai.
And on my left, I've got Isaac Mugabe, who has spent a fair number of years reporting on Africa and knows the continent inside out. Welcome.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Kai, to be part of the show.
So let's start off with you, Connor. What is the fuss about Artemisia? And, you know, why has it become the thing in the COVID-19 fight?
So it basically boils down to this. There is a chemical compound in Artemisius, if I'm pronouncing that right. And the compound itself is called artemisinin. Okay, so This, if you've seen a molecule, you know, it looks like a ball with all these sticks attached to it. There is something in there that has a medicinal quality. Now, I want to be careful here. I'm not talking about COVID-19. Why might it have an effect on COVID-19? In 2005, Chinese researchers listed it as one of the top four molecules, basically, that had an effect on the original SARS virus.
Do you think it's a good idea to discount it just yet?
Not only should you not discount it yet, there are German researchers on the case from the Max Planck Society. This is arguably Germany's most venerable research institution. They're looking into this compound now to see what it does. So don't discount it, but also don't assume that it does anything yet. The research is being conducted. I talked to the lead researcher yesterday. Peter Zeberger is his name. And he told me within a week, maybe 10 days, they're going to have the results.
Despite this, COVID-19 Organics has seemingly already convinced some African countries, particularly Tanzania, Nigeria, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, as well as notably Liberia. They've already received shipments of this. And Isaac, if I could get your point of view on this, why has it been sought after in Africa?
First of all, there are other countries that have already got shipments from Madagascar, that is Guinea-Bissau and Equatorial Guinea. But I think it all boils down to frustrations. They're seeing this kind of ongoing war between China and the US, you know, who's developing the vaccine, including also Europe, and also the research involved in all this, just like Connor mentioned. And they're like, wait, when will it ever come to our countries? And it would be naive of any country in Africa to hold on and wait for until when this vaccine is developed against COVID or even the treatment. That said, other countries like, you know, where I come from, for instance, Rwanda, they said, no, we are not buying that kind of, you know, let me call it crap, you know, of saying we're going the harbor way, but rather let's wait for scientifically proven medicines if we are to treat and actually win the battle or the war, like they said, against COVID-19.
Right. But there's obviously a little bit more than just like a black and white kind of scientifically correct and scientifically incorrect way of looking at it. Especially with this thing, Madagascan President Andre Rajoelina was very defensive when people started questioning where is the evidence that this drink actually works. And his response kind of was, well, the West is kind of just jealous that we've come up with a cure. What do you make of that?
Yes, I read that, and it's actually the same kind of comments I've been reading on social media platforms, particularly, you know, Facebook groups in Africa. They're like, wait, these guys could be jealous about, you know, our newfound miracle cure. But that's not it, you know. I think he's frustrated that maybe I could be part of the world solution, only that maybe they're downplaying my invention as a small country, Madagascar. There could be a possibility of researchers or scientists working with scientists from countries with, you know, herbs like, you know, Madagascar. But again, Rajoelina said, no, there are issues to do with intellectual property. Maybe you guys might be wanting to steal our herb, you know, which is also silly to me, you know.
If I can jump in for a second, I would go a step further and to quote him directly, the president of Madagascar. He says, let's drink this herbal tea to protect ourselves, to protect our family and our neighbors, and there will be no more deaths. This, I have to say, is absurd. Yeah. This is not only wrong, it's morally wrong, and it's dangerous. And these kinds of comments from political leaders who, by the way, he has no scientific background, it's all in advertising, fair enough. Mm-hmm. You can become a president that way, that's not a problem. But when it comes to the level of respect I give for your comments on a scientifically complex issue, it reduces it to about zero. There's nothing in the world that will reduce COVID deaths to zero.
I mean, there were also situations where, you know, President Donald Trump was called out for claiming to have, was pushing hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine. It's a mouthful.
Hydroxychloroquine. And, but within Africa itself, you've still got President of Tanzania, John Magufuli, who, you know, jumped in right to defend Andre Rajoelina, saying, you know, this is what we will place our bets on, more or less. What do you make of this, Isaac?
I think for him, he was trying to be, you know, more of a nationalist than actually looking at the effects or the impact of COVID.
But what you've actually raised there is quite an important point, because say, for example, that it turns out, and we are very far from this, I know, but say, for example, it turns out that Artemisia does in fact have qualities that will help you against COVID-19. Is Africa in a situation where it would be positive news for Africa, Isaac? And then I want to hear your point as well.
Yeah, for me, it would be big news, because like where I come from, everyone is waiting for that breakthrough, you know, through scientifically proven research and medicine that has been approved by the World Health Organization.
I would say, realistically, no and no. This wouldn't be of a big immediate help, and for two reasons. One, to quote Peter Zeibega again, this guy from the Max Planck Institute, he was saying the reason he can't give any comment on this drink is because he has no idea what's in it. So it may have such a drink like this would have so little quote-unquote medicine in it, it could be completely ineffective. Mm-hmm. Secondly, let's say that this proves to be the breakthrough, that this chemical compound or a derivative of it can somehow save us. Let's just pretend and hope. You can create this stuff using genetically engineered yeast, and I'm quoting now, and this yeast is much more efficient than using the plant.
One thing is clear. No one is certain about where an effective anti-coronavirus medicine will come from. Not even the experts. Certainly, no one should be discounting possible medicines. But when political leaders claim to suddenly have found a cure, this should be treated with suspicion, no matter how desperate we have become. This was a DW Africa Link special podcast on the coronavirus. Many thanks to Isaac Mugabe, Connor Dillon, and Assumpta Latos. Be sure to join us again, and in the meantime, stay safe.